listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, June 20th, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. As always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Wild ride it is. Talk about that a little bit today. One day before summer. Tomorrow is the first day of summer, and it's been kind of an interesting week. I mean, there's a lot of stuff happening that we're, you know, would seek to compete for and or dominate our attention. Couple of things that I think are interesting. This is one of those anecdotal sorts of things, but you probably notice these things too. I talk about these things sometimes because I think we notice them, but as I've said before, if no one's talking about it, then sometimes it kind of makes you feel crazy, which is ironic because the place that I was going to start today is another gaslighting story that I saw. And it was published yesterday in The Sun. What's gaslighting? Where does the term come from? And is it a form of abuse within relationships? We've talked about this before, but just to kind of go over this quickly from the Sun article. It's kind of interesting. Emily Clark's article published yesterday. What's gaslighting? Where does the term come from? And is it a form of abuse within relationships? Well, yes, it is a form of psychological abuse and manipulation, obviously. From the opening of the article, what is it? To gaslight someone is to use pattern behavior to deceive and manipulate another into doubting their sanity. Victims usually start to question their memory and perception as a result of psychological destabilization. Gaslight tactics are frequently adopted by sociopaths, narcissists, and abusive partners in relationships. So, sociopaths, narcissists, this to me corresponds directly to other fun subject matter, and I use the term fun loosely. Like Kevin Dutton's book, The Wisdom of Psychopaths, What Saints, Spies, and Serial Killers Can Teach Us About Success. Remember, that was published in 2012. And I've talked about the fact that ever since Kevin Dutton's book was published, it seems like there is a growing fascination and enamor with this type of character. And that's not a good thing. So narcissists and sociopaths are, according to Emma Clark's article, two personality types in particular that adopt gaslighting tactics frequently to destabilize, to create an environment of psychological destabilization, basically, to gain advantage and to really sort of foment a codependent sort of relationship. But continuing in the article, ultimately, it is a tool which is used to make the victim become dependent on the abuser and to deflect guilt. It is sometimes referred to as ambient abuse, where the manipulator toys with the person's environment in a very subtle way to make them feel they're imagining things, which obviously hints at the origin of the term. And then there's a picture in the article, Ingrid Bergman and Charles Boyer star in the 1944 film adaptation of Gaslight. Where does the term gaslighting come from? The term gaslighting originates from Patrick Hamilton's 1938 play, Gaslight. In the play, a husband convinces his wife that she's gone insane. It begins when he starts disappearing from the apartment at random times. Then, as the play unfolds, it is revealed to the audience that he has, in fact, murdered the lady who lives upstairs in their apartment block and is stealing her jewels. While he visits the upstairs flat, he switches on the lights, which dims the lights in his own apartment because they are gas lights. So the gas lights dim when he's upstairs in the other apartment, and, you know, he makes her feel crazy, obviously, as she continues to talk about the lights dimming, and he denies that and makes her feel like she's going crazy. She starts to think that she's imagining the lights dimming. Anyway, continuing, when his wife notices and questions the event, her husband dismisses her and says she is mistaken. Over time, she starts believing she has imagined it all. Thanks to her husband's calculated and systematic actions and responses. And then there are other references in pop culture, including reality television, which is kind of an oxymoron as far as I'm concerned. So I've seen a number of these articles recently. I've mentioned a few of them, but I keep seeing articles on gaslighting. And some of them are trending articles, which I think is fascinating. And what is most fascinating to me is that this is a tactic that is I would say widespread in the mainstream press. That to me is fascinating. So there have been a number of articles written recently. Let's see if I can I mentioned one last summer. I've seen a few. Anyway, I'll forgo that for now, I guess. There was the RT story I mentioned last year, U.S. envoy to Israel trying to bully and gaslight media. That's not one of the examples. There are a few trending articles, so maybe I'll dig those up. But I just keep seeing this every once in a while, and I don't think it's a frequency illusion. Peter Meinhof. I don't think it's that. But I thought it was interesting. In this case, I saw this article that was published yesterday, and then there's the Washington Post article that was also published yesterday, Meet the New York Couple Donating Millions to the Anti-Vax Movement. And I'm going to go through this article a little bit, but just to kind of, you know, spoiler alert, basically, what's interesting about this article, it's a very in-depth article, but and I think very interesting, but the issue of vaccine injury is the reader is gaslighted on that issue entirely. And that is ironic, I think, because the piece is actually, it's pretty informative, I would say. But as you read it, there is no mention, zero mention of, well, the VAERS system, for example, and the reality of vaccine injury. And you'll see that in all of these pieces. Meet the New York couple donating millions to the anti-vax movement. So how is it possible such an informative article could be written, but we could miss, you know, and that's a rhetorical question, obviously. We could miss the substantiation, I guess, of the issue that these millions of dollars are going to fund. It makes the people donating millions of dollars sound like crazy people. And as you're reading the article, I would challenge anyone to read it. I'm going to go through it here in a moment, and you tell me what you think. Does it make you kind of think, well, I don't know, am I crazy? Science is settled, the article basically says. And nothing has really refuted the claims that are made by folks like Del Bigtree are not refuted, but still, you're sort of gaslighted. So there's nothing at all in the article that speaks to the issue of vaccine injury. The VAERS system, Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, the vaccine court, why do the makers, if it's such a good thing, why do vaccine makers have to be insulated from litigation? Or does there have to be a separate court for this? None of those issues are even broached, of course. So it's just, to me, it's ironic. What is gaslighting? Sociopaths and narcissists do that. I mean, if it's such a good thing, why can't we have the other side? And obviously, this is a rhetorical question. But if it's such a good thing, why do we need to occlude that important information? For anyone who wants to speak intelligently and feel fully informed, isn't that the responsible thing to do? And obviously, you know, we know. I mean, going back, I should read the excerpt from Jefferson's letter, the extended excerpt of him talking about how woefully underinformed and misinformed the average newspaper reader is. I understand that. But I'm just, you know, as I usually say in these kinds of moments, this is just an effort to combat the gaslighting. And as I said earlier, to remind us all that we're not crazy, but this is what is happening. So from the article, it reads, and, you know, again, I really think that Lena Sun and Amy Britton did a good job in the article. It's very informative. In fact, it answered some questions for me. Where is all of the funding coming from? And it is kind of helpful. But, again, it leaves out an important aspect of the discussion, which is, well, I suppose two things. There is the reality of vaccine injury. And as Del Bigtree have pointed out, more people have died from vaccine injury in recent years than from the measles, for example. And that information is left out. So there is the issue, the real issue of vaccine injury that is left out. And there is also the issue of fraud and corruption that is apparently rampant in the big pharma community. Again, 60 Minutes has done some recent installments, and that is sort of swept under the rug, which is, to me, painfully ironic. Anyway, we'll talk about this piece. You judge for yourself. Is there gaslighting in this piece or not? Am I imagining it? Am I imagining it? Stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel, With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you. This is right. This is right. This is right.
Welcome back. I was digging around for that letter. Maybe we'll come back to that. Probably. So, from the article, again, the two things that I see that are glaring omissions that are essentially included from the article. Meet the New York couple donating millions to the anti-vax movement. I mean, what do you think is going to happen as a result of that? And, you know, something else that I've been thinking about over the last couple of days in particular, and with my own recent experience with my father's stay at hospice as a backdrop, you know, if it's such a fantastic thing and this is just the right thing and this is philanthropic, humanitarian, this is the good thing to do. In these kinds of moments, one wonders if it's so great, why is everyone freaking out? But there is this perception. It is the unspoken rule, essentially, I think, in a herd think society, that the right thing is always the popular thing. You know, it's always the general consensus or conventional wisdom, which is typically, you know, or not necessarily typically, but it's far too often, I would say, an oxymoron, conventional wisdom. So there's this perception, sort of latent or inherent perception, that people hold in a herdthink society, that the right thing to do is the, obviously it's the popular opinion or the general consensus. And if you're the counter to that, obviously, is if you're outside of that, well, then you're clearly wrong. You must be wrong. Because obviously, if it were wrong, then, you know, a million people wouldn't adopt a wrong thing. So, you know, when you think about that kind of mindset applied to an article like this, I hope that this Washington Post article doesn't have tremendously adverse impact on the Sells family, Bernard and his wife Lisa Sells. So again, the two glaring omissions to me seem to be the lack of vaccine injury information, which, I mean, if you're comparing objectively, then there have been more injuries and deaths caused by vaccine than by the measles in the last however many years you want to go back, decades. But that information is not brought to light. And then the corruption within the big pharma community, obviously, you know, is always missing from these articles. And there's an effort to sort of sweep that under the rug. It's touched on, but then it's spun. So from the article, a wealthy Manhattan couple has emerged as significant financiers of the anti-vaccine movement, contributing more than $3 million in recent years to groups that stoke fears about immunizations online and at live events, including two forums this year at the epicenter of measles outbreaks in New York's ultra-Orthodox Jewish community. So $3 million in recent years. Contrast that, for example, speaking of corruption, to the INSIS article NPR ran that I just mentioned, $225 million settlement. No prosecutions. It's a settlement. Or how about the $9-plus billion that GlaxoSmithKline has paid out over the last 10 or 15 years? Billions with a B. You know, similarly, Roundup Bayer has appealed the $2 billion California decision. I just saw that article this morning. And you see $289 million settlements all around the world, here in other countries, $289 million. Meanwhile, a wealthy Manhattan couple donates $3 million in recent years. And oh my goodness, it's a scandal. How dare they? So that we can put information out that helps people maintain their own integrity and autonomy, and helps them be able to think for themselves and decide for themselves. You know, and the issue, if you listen to Del Bigtree, you hear him keep coming back to the issue. He says that it all centers on the issue of safety. And again, that's a subject that's missing from these kinds of articles. Stick around, I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Thursday, June 20th, 2019, the day before the official start of summer. Let's take a momentary departure to the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Fred.
Gaslight, I don't want to take up too much time. You're on gaslighting. You're on an important topic, and I hope you keep it up. I guess I can't call it the idiot box anymore, but, you know, I've got a flat screen. But I antenna TV, and I watch public television on the idiot flat screen box, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
But vaccines, LGBT, and education and media. Okay. All, night and day, 24/7. Now and again, you hear some honest programs and documentaries, you know, that are uplifting and make me happy. But for the most part, 24/7, they have been going on about vaccines, which you're covering it right now, and so many people get their brainwashing and their knowledge and from the idiot box. But how they're going on, as you are describing it in the subject today, but vaccines and over again, LGBT, they got 9 and 10-year-olds wanting to change their sex, and education about getting to 3 and 5-year-olds and grade school children. And then on the media, all you hear on public television is Trump, Trump, Trump. I am no fan of Trump, but you're on a very important subject, and also how a psychopath and a narcissist, how they, you know, we've got to take them into account because they can teach you something if you don't let them control your mind. But anyhow, I hope I'm making some sense. I get off. You don't need to comment on me. I mean, if you want to. But anyhow, great program. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Thank you, Fred. Appreciate it, as always. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I see it too. And if you – it creates such an imbalance. Again, I mean, the issue of gaslighting is a companion discussion in all of these conversations, I think, because they're, in my estimation, the propaganda used to be, you know, I guess coming through the Jeffersonian era, for example, when Jefferson made his remarks. I still haven't been able to put my finger on them. I will. But it was a more honest brand of propaganda. Now it's a more virulent form. Gaslighting is incorporated. And the, you know, it's a lopsided presentation, which isn't surprising. It's propaganda. That's what propaganda is designed to do. That's the that is the distinction between propaganda and information. Both are information, but propaganda is information designed specifically to create a certain perception. And to, you know, as Vance Packard quoted Edward Bernays in The Hidden Persuaders, to influence ideas, behavior, actions. Ultimately, it comes down to that, which Larkin, Texas has reminded us of. You know, we can talk as much as we want, but it comes down to action. How do people act? Which also reminds me of Jefferson. Some of the things that he talked about, not to get too far afield, but you know, where we have come from versus where we are, what mile marker we're at currently. The sentiment that Jefferson expressed with a fair amount of regularity, to Ezra Stiles from Paris in 1786, he wrote, Jefferson wrote, "The commotions that have taken place in America, as far as they are yet known to me, offer nothing threatening. They are a proof that the people have liberty enough, and I could not wish them less than they have. If the happiness of the mass of the people can be secured at the expense of a little tempest now and then, or even of a little blood, it would be a precious purchase." Similarly to James Madison from Paris, he wrote, well, 1787, I'm going to go backwards in time. 1787, he wrote to James Madison from Paris, "I hold it that a little rebellion now and then is a good thing and as necessary in the political world as storms in the physical." Actually, backing up, How far do I even want to go? In that letter to Madison, I mean, this is a sentiment Jefferson was very articulate and with regularity about. Societies exist. In that letter to James Madison from Paris, January 30, 1787, Jefferson wrote, societies exist under three forms sufficiently distinguishable. Without government, as among our Indians, that's, you know, it's a little oversimplified, I'd say. But I would defer to him. He's more of an expert than I, certainly. Without government, under governments wherein the will of everyone has a just influence, as is the case in England in a slight degree, and in our states in a great one. And number three, under governments of force, as is the case in all other monarchies and in most other republics. To have an idea of the curse of existence under these last, they must be seen. It is a government of wolves over sheep. It is a problem not clear in my mind that the first condition is not the best. But I believe it is to be consistent with any great degree of population. The second state has a great deal of good in it. The mass of mankind under that enjoys a precious degree of liberty and happiness. It has its evils too, the principle of which is the turbulence to which it is subject, which, you know, then you get to specifically moments like Edward Bernays' propaganda in 1928, where Bernays says, you know, this is, you have to manipulate people in a democratic society so that you remove the turbulence of which Jefferson spoke. Continuing with Jefferson, he said, but weigh this against the oppressions of monarchy and it becomes nothing. Continuing, he wrote, even this evil is productive of good. It prevents the degeneracy of government and nourishes a general attention to the public affairs. I hold it that a little rebellion now and then is a good thing and is necessary in the political world as storms in the physical. Unsuccessful rebellions indeed generally establish the encroachments on the rights of the people which have produced them. An observation of this truth should render honest Republican governors so mild in their punishment of rebellions as not to discourage them too much. It is a medicine necessary for the sound health of government. That's an interesting statement. And many more sentiments. So to James Madison in 1787, again, December 20th, going back in time a little bit, educate and inform the whole mass of the people, enable them to see that it is their interest to preserve peace and order, and they will preserve them. And it requires no very high degree of education to convince them of this. They are the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty. And you fast forward to a moment today, well, to William Smith, November 13, 1787, Jefferson, along similar lines, he wrote, God forbid we should ever be 20 years without such a rebellion. He's writing about Shays in reflection of Shays' rebellion specifically. And he wrote, the people cannot be all and always well informed. The part which is wrong will be discontented in proportion to the importance of the facts they misconceive, which is a provocative statement. If they remain quiet under such misconceptions, it is a lethargy, the forerunner of death to the public liberty. And that reminds me of the article that I wrote for the Idaho Observer 10 years ago, America is a Don't Ask, Don't Tell Nation. And there was a section titled Indolence Diagnosed that I think speaks to this point that Jefferson is making. If they remain quiet under such misconceptions, it is a lethargy, the forerunner of death to the public liberty. And a companion discussion is the socialization of everything and the handout and entitlement mentality that Americans have adopted since the early 20th century, or have been this socialized handout and entitlement mentality that has been induced largely. And when you start thinking about it, how many households are self-sufficient? If the power went off and the water company, you know, the municipal water system shut down and the wastewater system stopped operating, how many families would be able to function? And on and on you go. I mean, just in simple things, how many home remedies have been passed on from family to family? And now there is this, it's difficult. Again, the issues that I've spoken to recently, the bigness that is conflated as credibility, even in your own home, even if you are a free-thinking person, it's difficult. It's challenging. You see the fancy packaging on a Tylenol bottle, for example, and you know that versus the home remedy. Well, I mean, it plays on psychological forces, and that's not by accident. So when you have you have several subsequent generations that have lost their rugged individualist way of thinking, and that's something bad guys have talked about. That's one of the tactics of war, to weaken an entire nation of people so that they're incapable of resisting whatever besets them, essentially. So that, to me, is an essential part of the discussion with regard to the point that Jefferson makes. If they remain quiet under such misconceptions, it is a lethargy, the forerunner of death to the public liberty. And he said, we have had 13 states independent for 11 years. There had been one rebellion. That comes to one rebellion in a century and a half for each state. What country before ever existed a century and a half without a rebellion? And what country can preserve its liberties if its rulers are not warned from time to time that this people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms. The remedy is to set them right as to facts, pardon and pacify them. What signify a few lives lost in a century or two? The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is its natural manure. Our convention has been too much impressed by the insurrection of Massachusetts, and on the spur of the moment, they are setting up a kite to keep the hen yard in order. That was to William Smith from Paris in November of 1787, November 13, 1787. So this you know, delicate balance that you see, the spirit of not necessarily insurrection, but freedom, unafraid of these kinds of rebellions, the little rebellion that Jefferson speaks of from time to time, and yet not fracturing the Union. And it, you know, to me, it calls to mind a similar sort of familial example. You know, the families, I remember growing up in Montana, for example, born in Libby, Montana. There were families that were notorious, like brothers, for example, two brothers, tough as nails. No one ever wanted to fight them, but they would fight each other all the time. And there was one family these are days, you know, someone will call CPS these days, but one day the two were fighting in the house, two brothers, and their mom kept saying, go outside, go outside, go outside. Finally, their dad grabbed one of them, threw him through the front window, you know, in Western style fashion. And that's dangerous, obviously, and you couldn't do that today. But the point is, these families would have these little skirmishes, these little rebellions from time to time, but no one ever wanted to mess with them. And they were a tightly knit unit. So, I don't know, that's an analogy for better or worse. Stick around, I'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour. Today's broadcast is Thursday, June 20th, 2019. To the phones. Quickly, for the moment. Rhonda in Missouri, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. Hey, I wanted to, I don't know if you saw the two articles I sent you from naturalnews.com.
I haven't had a chance to look at them yet, sorry. But
oh, that's okay. It's applicable to what you're talking about. So
okay.
One of them says, medical alert, vaccine excipient summary exposes mercury, human abortion serum, and monkey kidney cells are still used in childhood vaccines while CDC lies to America.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can get into that more. But what I found a little bit more disturbing, because vaccines are, for right now, they're a choice, right?
Well, that's, that's, it's, you know, it reminds me of Aaron Russo's discussion with, what's his name, former IRS commissioner, I think, and, you know, voluntary compliance, that term. You know,
mm-hmm.
Which is a term of art.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, this one was a little bit... Go ahead,
The second one, I was just looking. So it opens, Google has declared war on the independent media and has begun blocking emails from Natural News, etc. So speaking of the things that we're talking about, there was the article... CNBC article yesterday, Google CEO's sunny new message, we want to be helpful. And it's an interesting little Sundar Pichai is really going out of his way to when I was reading this, it's sort of basically the article says Google CEO Sundar Pichai wrote the annual founder's letter for its parent company Alphabet this week. And he sounded a theme familiar from his onstage appearance at the company's Google I.O. conference in May. Google wants to help you. And based on, you know, what we're talking about now, along with other fun things, it reminds me, I was going to actually go on YouTube and grab one of the clips where we see police saying, sir, please stop resisting. We're trying to help you. That's how it feels to me.
Yeah, that's interesting, because anyway. Here's the next one. The next one is, you know, people get hooked on that blood pressure medicine.
Mm-hmm,
there's actually
right.
foods out there's actually foods out there that can help with that, like watermelon mm-hmm. naturally lowers your blood pressure and other things. But here's the headline. Breaking, big pharma blood pressure drugs found laced with cancer-causing chemical, but FDA says don't stop taking them.
Right,
don't stop taking
exactly.
them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks. That's
Isn't
all
that
I
something?
Wanted.
Well,
yep.
you know, if you, all right.
Okay.
If that's it, otherwise we can hang on and continue on the.
Well, we can. Let's hang on for a second because I got something else to say.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.